Welcome to Red Eye. It's like, so you think you can dance, if by dance you mean escape from my padded basement. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for our pregame report. So, Andy, what is coming up on tonight's show?
Thanks, Greg. Our top story tonight, President Obama's tax compromise isn't endearing him to his dear friends on the left. Will this end up becoming the president's primary concern?
Yeah.
Thank you. Plus, what former Alaska governor is the Social Network screenwriter and West Wing creator Aaron Sorkin not a huge fan of? No points to you if you guessed Wally Hickel or Steve Cowper. And finally, what's the latest on WikiLeaks? Probably not the stuff we'll be talking about since we taped this 6.5 hours ago. Greg.
Thank you, Andy.
You betcha, Greg.
Go away.
Gladly, Greg.
All right, let's welcome our guests. I can't stand him. I'm here tonight with Leanne Tweedy. She has five E's in her name. Would have been a great name for Wheel of Fortune. She's host of NBC's Poker After Dark and the National Heads Up Poker Championship. She's so hot that during the winter, hobos huddle around her for warmth. Hard to get through that one for some reason. Comedian Joe DeRosa in green tonight. His Comedy Central record album, The Depression Auction, is available now on iTunes and Amazon. I own 3 of them, 1 for each superfluous nipple.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fun fact, my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz, he stinks of playgrounds and spit. And he's cooler than a drafty toilet. Sitting right next to me, Nick Gillespie, Reason.tv, and Reason.com's editor-in-chief. If sharp commentary were Christmas ornaments, I'd hang his glittering orbs all over my tree. Mm. And he shills for Obama and smells like a llama. It's our New York Times correspondent. Good to see you again, Pinch.
Smells like a llama?
I don't know. We're getting down to the bottom.
On today's Opinionator blog, guest columnist Robert Wright assesses whether WikiLeaks' latest revelations are good or evil. Spoiler alert, he submits that they're evil. A little bit of both, by gum.
Isn't that the safe way out?
Huh? By gum?
Yes.
What do I care? I'm just sitting here smelling like llama, Greg.
You are.
Smelling like llama.
Oh, it's a delightful stench. All right, to the Gregalog, it's a raisin of rumination and a trail mix of madness. Gregalog! So as Julian Assange stews in jail, writers are guessing at who will play him in a movie. Suggestions include that Doogie Howser kid.
Hmm.
Not me. I'm rooting for Steffi Graf. See? Yeah. Pretty close, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's him. Now, you know I think Julian's a slime bag. In it for the fame. And fame means chicks. Hence Assange's problem now. Mind you, what he's arrested for seems odd. I'm not sure what it is. But it's a rock star hazard. Sure, the women may be feminists, but there were also groupies who slept with him because he was famous. It was a transaction, a piece of his fame for sex. Once they realized he treated them both like receptacles, it was payback time. Assange is guilty of being a creep, sure, but if using status to bed girls is against the law, then mankind should be under house arrest. Mark my words, in 2 weeks, he'll be doing shots with Kate Moss in a helicopter made of cocaine. And I won't be jealous, not one bit. As for his defenders, one blogger writes that he's holding the U.S. accountable. Great. But seeing as I don't do diplomacy, I rely on the U.S. to do it for me. So now that we're lauding the death of secrecy, who's going to deal with our enemies? Julian? Doogie? Steffi? One writer also says that the leak's contents are not the main issue. Well, until they're about you. Last week, when we were told about the Bank of America leaks, I could hear hearts drop around me. Who knew? Your bank accounts matter. What's worse, try medical records. In the interest of transparency, if I'm going to date you, shouldn't I know if you had herpes in college? Didn't the left say the personal is always political? Look, I'm tired of this transparency BS. Thank God Assange wasn't alive during the French Resistance, or we'd be speaking Australian now. Bottom line, the left loves Assange because he's attacking America. And our lives demand secrecy, whether in times of war or warts. And if you disagree with me, then you, sir, are worse than Hitler. You. Yeah, you're in the. Nick, yeah. Here's the deal. You're one of the smartest guys I know, which isn't saying much because I don't know a lot of people.
Me, agree. Jeff.
Is WikiLeaks kind of like Y2K? One of those things that everybody's freaking out about, and then 5 years ago, 10 years ago, no one will talk about it?
Oh, sure. It's like killer bees.
Yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to point out for the kids who are watching that if you had herpes in college, you still got herpes.
I know.
Not that I know. I read a lot.
You know, Nick, I was kind of hoping that they wouldn't make that connection.
Okay, yeah.
I thought that they thought it was like chlamydia. It just kind of goes away.
Chlamydia is the biggest scam.
It's like
1 hour dry cleaning.
I had no idea.
Herpes visits like once every 6 months, sort of like that uncle from Tallahassee,
that's right,
uninvited, as usual.
Is that what your doctor told you?
Yes. No.
Bill, you got it from your uncle in Tallahassee.
Well, that's my pet phrase. Oh, my uncle from Tallahassee's here. Sort of like my Aunt Flo.
Because I have an uncle from Tallahassee that visits my lips every
time.
No, you're at an age where you can say
no. All right, we're trying to bring this back to WikiLeaks. I'm going to go to you again. So we already went through everybody. Okay. Here's the thing. You got this Operation Payback thing,
right,
where it's this like cyber,
which is a great name.
Yeah, it is a great name.
I mean, it explains what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. They're going after PayPal, right, MasterCard and Visa.
Right.
Doesn't this strike you as a bit childish?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of WikiLeaks. I think WikiLeaks is a good thing. And I, you know, whether or not Julian Assange reminds me too much of Christopher Walken in A View to a Kill.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he should be running Zoran Industries. But, you know, beyond that, this is an architecture that is going to go out there. I think it is great. I totally agree that if, you know, if the government says we have a right to torture people and we have a right to wage war, then people have a right to know what the hell the government's doing.
But don't you get my point about diplomacy is that we can't do diplomacy. The United States can. We need diplomacy. And if you compromise diplomacy, who's going to do it?
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting that sense. No, but we didn't, like, in the latest dump, speaking of toilet humor, you know, the U.S. came out pretty well. I mean, it's like the U.S. is, you know, there's nothing in there that you don't know. And it's like, you know,
Our bad guys look like bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying, I'm scared, Leanne. Let's get away from him because he's just a weirdo.
Yeah. Over here.
Did Wiki harm the public interest? And do you worry at some point that your own personal information may be vulnerable?
You know, I think that it's just a thing that goes across the board. I don't care if my medical records are out there.
Oh, I do.
Whatever. I have nothing to hide.
No uncles from Tallahassee?
I've got three uncles from Tallahassee.
Valtrex copay goes up another couple bucks.
Disgusting.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, let's just say Assange is a total, he's a bag. Excuse me. No. Can I say that?
But
he totally is scum. He is scum. I think the issue that I have with it, you're right. Diplomacy happens a lot of time under secrecy. Not for the fact that we shouldn't know, but there's things that probably we shouldn't know.
Yeah.
And that's how governments deal with each other, because some governments play off each other. Like, look at Saudi Arabia asking us to attack Iran, because obviously they're concerned about their other countries inside the Middle East, but they're trying to go through it. So a lot of times things have to be done under the, you know, people don't understand that. There's a lot of
I think it's good that we know that Yemen didn't run they didn't shoot the missiles. The U.S. did. I mean, what's the harm in finding that out? I mean, would you say this about, like, the Pentagon Papers? It was a bad thing that we found out that the government had, you know, commissioned a secret history of the Vietnam War and had concluded it was unwinnable?
Well, was the Pentagon Papers, is that a Lifetime channel series?
Yes, that's right.
It's a daily near the Pentagon.
I think Judith Light. Judith Light as Daniel Ellsberg is just fantastic.
Tom Hanks is in it, right? And there's a code that he's got to figure out.
There's no crime.
Okay, Joe, but don't you get the feeling that what Assange is doing is simply attention seeking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know,
as opposed to hosting a late night TV show.
How dare you, sir? This moral relativism has got to stop.
I get the feeling that what he's doing is attention seeking. You jumped right on my answer. It was my first chance to talk. Boom, cut me off.
I know. This is what he does.
I'm just kidding. Of course, I think it's attention seeking. But as I've often stated when you've had me here on your fine program.
Yeah.
I think all of it's attention. I don't play, you know, I think it's all a big dog and pony show. And, you know, I can't blame someone treating our government or information without respect when we ourselves don't treat our government and information with respect.
Can I make a comment about the girls that are, you know, bringing up this lawsuit of rape or whatever? You know, women that sleep with guy, they knew, they went to his seminars or whatever, they knew exactly who he was, they already knew he was famous, and then the girls are like suddenly getting together weeks later or months later and crying rape. That is tons of BS to me, and I'm a female, but you know what, when you go to a guy's hotel room and then later you're going to be like, he raped me, please, really, I don't fall for that.
I mean, well, Bill has fallen for that many times.
I have. I have. That's why I was wheeled here. Leanne, the issue here is that both of these women now feel that he might have given them both, respectively, uncles from Tallahassee. That is the issue.
I hadn't heard that bit of information.
That
yet.
Is not the true, issue. Not true. And who knew an Australian even had an uncle from Tallahassee?
I don't know. Bill, what if someone stole your phone and posted all your emails? Isn't this kind of like a global version of that?
Nope.
These are stolen.
Doing that.
My emails are hilarious. I would be like, you're welcome, world. Yeah. And if we're getting on casting, I think the earlier Julian, he should be casted by one of the Gelfling puppets in The Dark Crystal. He still has lawn hair. Can we take a look at this?
Hold on.
There we are. See, look at that. Both of them are made by Jim Henson, R.I.P.
Scary.
And Greg, I don't think that this is the case of somebody taking your phone without permission and posting the information. I don't think it's that. I think it's more of a case of you and I met at a bar, we made a sex tape the first night we met, and I trusted you not to put my sex tape online, but you did. Do you see what I'm saying?
We're talking about Saudi Arabia, which is a piece of crap country.
Yeah.
You know, asking its white slaves, America, to do its bidding. I mean, he's not posting your medical records, by the way, which are online anyway, but for $25.59 a month. But I'm saying he's doing this. You know, WikiLeaks has leaked the East Anglia emails about about global warming and stuff like that. They're not looking for picayune stuff. They're doing stuff that is actually serious and of public interest, I think.
But okay, I don't see it help. I don't see them looking at other countries and going, we're going to hurt them. It's always about America.
No, but that's not true.
It's just unintentional. This stuff is unintentional.
I don't know about that because it's, you know, first off, like we are number one and, you know, everybody comes after you if you're number one. I mean, I hear rumors anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, there's other thing coming, you know. I mean, and Russia is getting screwed by this more than us. Saudi Arabia is taking it on the chin.
Yeah, all I know is, I'm telling you, no one cares until their name is on it.
That's exactly right.
That's what I'm saying.
I kind of disagree with the point that the left loves this guy. I mean, he's asked for Hillary Clinton to resign. Yeah. He's embarrassed Obama. This isn't great for the left.
All right.
Did anybody else Google when you go to one of the search sites?
Did Julian Assange nude? Absolutely.
No. I'm saying, like, I typed my name in, and then I lost interest in the story when I realized that I wasn't in the
I know. Cables. It's a point of pride now.
Yeah.
Wow.
You
know? All right. From a cyber rebellion to Aaron Sorkin yelling, it seems the social network screenwriter isn't a huge fan of Sarah Palin's Alaska or the former governor herself. I know, big surprise. In his latest screed over at Screed Central, a.k.a. the Huffington Post, Sorkin calls Palin deranged and blasts her for shooting a caribou, you know that's reindeer, on last Sunday's episode of her TLC show. The West Wing creator calls the segment featuring Palin carving up the stupid beast heart-stoppingly disgusting and says it was the first moose ever murdered for political gain. It wasn't a moose, you dope. See, he's obviously a liberal from Hollywood. Anyway, Sorkin tells Palin he's not a hypocrite for eating meat and wearing leather because, quote, you weren't killing that animal for food or even fashion. You were killing it for fun. You enjoy killing animals. I can't make a distinction between what you get paid to do and what Michael Vick went to prison for doing. For more on this story, we go now to Red Eye's Hollywood correspondent, Salsa Dancing Dog. Not helpful, Salsa Dancing Dog. I think the lesson here is never hire a salsa dancing dog and expect him to do anything but salsa dancing. We'll be right back. Nope, just kidding. Hey, Leanne, you're a Hollywood person who spends a lot of time in Hollywood, so I bet you agree with Sorkin 180%.
Oh, please, really? Absolutely not. You know, I think maybe he was just mad that he wasn't the executive producer of the show on TLC. People like him obviously are very out of touch with the rest of the world, including a lot of middle America, who are hunters, and people hunt every day. I am sure she did not kill that moose and it just laid there and died and turned into a carcass. I'm sure somebody ate it. There was, you know, moose stew to be had for probably a month. It's probably sitting in somebody's freezer. But, you know, I think, why don't we talk about something else, other bad reality TV? How about Tucker Carlson's bad dancing on Dancing with the Stars?
Wow, that's still...
Objectification of women on Rock of Love or something. I mean, can't he pick on something else?
Tucker Carlson was like 3 years ago. You're still burning a hole in your
heart.
When has any member of your gender ever come off bad in Rock of Love? They look like saints on that show.
Like, they are royalty.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
My testicles retract when I watch Rock of Love.
That's the effect they have on people.
Joe, I see you squirming.
Well, look, regardless of his stance on meat or leather or whatever, I can't believe he's shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, be shocked when you see Sarah Palin on the show reciting Euripides and going to a staging of the Seagull. Then I'd be like, what is happening?
She wouldn't stage the Seagull. She'd shoot the damn thing. That's what she would do.
Also, Seagull's very tough. Can I make a quick point about PETA? Because he mentioned PETA in his thing, that PETA's in an uproar about this. PETA, for a group that's willing to, that's so hell-bent on defending animals, why are you named after something that gets shoved with meat constantly? Is that a fair point?
Fair point.
I think.
Dude, you know what I love about Aaron Sorkin's, actually it was idiotic but well-written, which is rare to do that, was when at the end, Bill, he talked about his coke habit. He goes, yeah, I have a problem with coke and I was arrested in 2001. He did that as a preemptive strike against people like us making fun of him. Was that brilliant?
By the way, for the record, I have a coke problem, and I have been seeking help and got bored with it and went back to the coke. But anyway, what were you saying, Greg?
I have no idea.
I think Sorkin's just mad because both he and Sarah Palin got rich off Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I also think that he does kind of have a point with the whole Michael Vick thing. But then I talked to Dancing Salsa Dog about this. Yeah. And I realized if we were to ever lose him, we wouldn't have a show. So dogs are different than caribou. I am on record.
Is what Michael Vick did, I mean, torturing dogs and make them, is that so wrong?
Yeah, I think it is.
Know, really.
Well, he's asking.
I mean, they weren't puppies.
You know what, he's just questioning
boldly. They weren't puppies, they were adult
believe
dogs.
Me, Nick, you don't want to go into that realm of defending Michael Vick.
No. especially after the amount of money.
By the way, Michael Vick is, for the record, Michael Vick is very much known for spreading uncles from Tallahassee.
All right.
Yes, that was the first scare.
My rule of thumb is if it pisses off Aaron Sorkin, it's got to be good.
Good. It's got to be good.
If it pisses off, I will say it was an amusing rant, though, and he's a very good writer,
but he's not such a good coke user.
Not a coke user. You know, getting busted for coke at the airport, not good. All right, coming up, Robin Williams is dead, tired of being on all the time. But first, oh look, a montage of really famous people. Bet this story is about famous people. Either that, or that's what hell looks like. Will Obama's compromise lead to his demise? Or did this new deal renew his appeal? So Dems are angry with the president over his plan to extend tax cuts to the wealthy, i.e. rich people. And as the New York Times reports, this profound betrayal, as some liberal critics see it, is intensifying a debate about whether 2008's Captain Awesome should face a primary challenge in 2012. Yep, could Obama be one and done? And what candidate could take him on? Maybe this guy. Yeah. Mad props to Jonathan Crone. Or, no, he wasn't.
I think that's true.
Or are the left's noisy threats against Obama merely a theatrical attempt to make the president appear a centrist in order to win over America once again? Well, at least he's got Olbermann on his side.
I will confess I won't fight if anybody wants to draw a comparison between what you've done with our domestic policies of our day to what Neville Chamberlain did with the international politics of his.
Wow, I totally misread that. Neville Chamberlain, of course, was the British prime minister known for his appeasement policy towards Nazi Germany. He was also the quiet guy in Wham. Anyway, Democrats are hunkering down, plotting what to do next. I'm worried about them, frankly.
You know, when is Sarah Palin pulling the gun?
I don't know. You never shoot kittens, Nick. You have a really mean streak.
You wait until they're fully grown.
Kittens, all right, just, stop it. Stop the animal cruelty. Nick, okay, is this whole thing mainly just theatrics to make Obama seem like a less flaky liberal and more of a centrist?
I just want to go back to Keith Olbermann and point out that it's not like Neville Chamberlain said to Hitler, okay, you can extend your tax rates in the Sudetenland. I mean, it's like he was going to invade them. It's, you know, the reductio ad Hitlerum never works.
Yes.
Except in this case, where Olbermann really is just like Joseph Goebbels.
Yeah, they look similar.
If any of you wanted to argue with me, I would not argue with you or whatever you're saying. No, I think that the left is really and not even left. A lot of liberals are because Obama, you know, and this is the second shoe dropping. The reason why most Americans hate Obama is not because of what he didn't do. It's because of what he did, whether it was the stimulus, doubling down on TARP, doubling down in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. you name it. He's just been a disaster for the modal American. And then on the left, he hasn't done anything he said he was going to do, including, you know, sticking it to the rich man. So, yeah.
Interesting. Joe,
Don't patronize.
I love that. I was trying. I'm running out of time. I want to get Joe in his green sweater in here. doesn't this always happen? A liberal gets in, realizes the population isn't so liberal, and moves to the middle. Didn't this happen with Clinton? I mean, isn't this just how it works?
Yeah, I think it does work, and I think that is how it works. Excuse me. And I am just surprised that there's still, in the year 2010, approaching 2011, there is still such a belief that any president is working for the people. He is not working for the people. He is working for big business. Mm. They are telling him what to do, what needs to be done.
I wish that was the case.
It is the case. None of it is real. Why am I the only one that sees
it? You are such a Bad Religion fan. You really are a fan of Bad Religion. You are such a fan of that band. Oh, my God. Rage Against the Machine. Leanne, do you think Olby really believes in this comparison, or is this just showmanship?
No, I think he does. I mean, Keith Olbermann, would he just go away already? He is so far left-wing progressive that it's out of control. I mean, I think he's even more left of the president, which is unbelievable because I think the president's a progressive as well. But I just think he does it to stir everybody up. I mean, his hatred of Bush, because it's probably Bush's fault that Obama's making this tax deal with the Republicans. Everything's Bush's fault. He hates them so much, and he hates the right that, you know, I really do believe that he thinks that. I mean, he's making Nazi comparisons of giving up land that was going to be invaded anyways at the start of World War II. I mean, it just seems like, really, that's what you got, Keith? That's what you're putting out to America? You're spewing this hatred every day?
Bill?
I just wish he'd go away again. Can they take him off the air?
No, because he's entertaining.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
I love his hair. I love Obi's hair. How can you not love that gray Just for Men madness? Bill, anything? I got to move on. If you have nothing to say, it's okay.
Well, that was a really great bad quote. But the best was Christine O'Donnell. We got to bring that up. She told an audience, tragedy comes in three. Pearl Harbor, Elizabeth Edwards passing, and Barack Obama extending the unemployment benefits. Now, first of all, the tragedy comes in three things. She doesn't understand the timeline there, Pearl Harbor-wise. She doesn't get that. And other than that, I thought it was bravo.
What did you find funny about Pearl Harbor, Bill? You're saying
absolutely
it's not
nothing. I just think here's the thing.
Pearl Harbor's a tragedy.
Bill. Unemployment benefits was way worse.
The tragedy is she got a book deal.
Yes. She's already a millionaire.
If she reads a book, she gets paid a certain amount of money.
Yeah, well, but
terrible. See, we make fun of everybody. Hey, do you have a comment on the show? Except for me. You make fun of me.
Never.
Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. It's really that simple. And to leave a voicemail on my direct line, call 212-462-5050. Tell us how much you like Joe's green sweater. Still to come, the halftime report from TV's Andy Levy. Miserable guy.
Tonight's Halftime Report is sponsored by massages. The rubbing of parts of the body to aid in circulation, relax the muscles, or provide sensual stimulation. Thanks, massages.
The razor-thin margin, the recount, the White House hanging in the balance. Through exclusive video and first-hand reports, we go inside the unprecedented political drama and take you behind the scenes of the Bush-Gore.
And order right now and order yours before they're gone and make your holiday season sweet and sexy.
In the red alert, could the U.S. really go bankrupt? Glenn Beck responds. Plus, Barbara Walters lists her most fascinating people on The Factor.
Welcome back. Let's find out if we've gotten anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy. So, Andy, what's up with that?
Really, Greg?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Wow. What a hack. Just saying. Gregolog, WikiLeaks. Greg, you said, thank God Assange wasn't alive during the French Resistance or we'd all be speaking Australian now.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I mean, we could be we could end up speaking Australian because, see, the Germans would have invaded the United States. Mm. And then the Australians would have come to fight the Germans and beat the Germans, and then we'd be speaking Australian. It all makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't say it didn't make sense. I just needed an explanation.
Don't you mean English with an Australian accent? Yeah. Isn't that what you meant?
No, Australian. Australian.
Okay.
They have their own language there, you know.
No, absolutely.
Have you ever met a wallaby? That ain't English.
Nick, as you pointed out, it's not just people on the left or some people on the left who love Assange. You yourself said you're a big fan of WikiLeaks, and it seems like a whole bunch of libertarians are, too. Uh-huh. Don't you see a difference between something like the Pentagon Papers, which showed that the U.S. government was lying to the American people, and dumping a bunch of diplomatic cables?
Yeah, I mean, you can say that, but it's also, we learned a lot of stuff in one of the earlier WikiLeaks dumps about the prosecution of the war in Afghanistan and a lot of stuff about the government covering up, friendly fire. Mm. So there's a difference. I think one of the big differences is that the architecture of transparency embedded in WikiLeaks is the new normal, and everybody's going to have to get used to it. Whether we like it or not, we're not going to be able to stop it.
Which will make secrecy even more important. Yeah. So it'll actually get rid of this transparency.
But Nick, do you not think that the government should have any secrets?
One of the things that's interesting about this is the government, if it knew what it was doing, none of this would be out there. Assange didn't hack anything to get these things. You know, there are hundreds, if not of thousands, if not millions of documents and people with security clearances, and they're not doing a good job of keeping these things secret.
But how do you account for one unhappy weirdo, Bradley Manning?
Come on, it's turning out that, like, everybody and their mother, Bill's uncle from Tallahassee has a security clearance.
I do love the fact that this Bradley Manning guy brought in a Lady Gaga CD, erased it, put on the documents, and walked out with it. That's kind of on the government. I mean, that wasn't exactly cloak and dagger.
No, that's on Lady Gaga.
By the way, if Bradley Manning, as is alleged, had Lady Gaga songs burned onto a CD, he may be in violation of the Digital Millennium Copyright.
Yeah, and that he'll do real time.
I'll tell you what he's in violation of.
The man is a monster.
Is
a monster.
No one was asking, but he was telling by that CD. No, he's violating that.
Greg, you pointed out that in the last few days, WikiLeaks supporters hacked Visa and MasterCard. You know what didn't get hacked?
What?
Gold.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Beck was right again.
Yep.
He's always right.
By the way, my choices for who should play Assange in the movie are Julian Sands, Liam Neeson, I think would be good.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe this guy.
Jonathan Crone.
Yeah.
I think that kid can do anything.
He really could.
If he sets his mind to it.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes.
Leanne, you said Assange is scum, but don't you respect the fact that Mr. Champion of Transparency refused to take an STD test?
Yeah. No. I mean, obviously those girls, I don't know, are they itching or something?
Oh, they could be. They're itching for answers.
They're burning.
I do want to say, though, I'm not sure we should minimize the charges that are alleged against him. If they're true, the dude had sex with one girl while she was sleeping and physically held down another girl. They may not be true, but if they're true, it's not really a joke.
No, but you know, I mean, here's the thing. It seems like these charges kept changing, or maybe it had to do with the translations.
Yeah.
Also the fact that she had spent time with him after this stuff and threw a party for him. It's very, very murky. You're right. We don't know, but it smells bad.
Did you just say it's very, very murky?
Murky.
No.
Yeah, he said murky, Andy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, just
said murky.
All right, just checking.
Not
Joe,
my fault.
Joe, was I talking to you, Joe? No.
No, not yet so far in the whole segment.
I need to cut things right.
Aaron Sorkin doesn't like Sarah Palin. So this is from Sorkin's piece today. Quote, "You aren't killing that animal for food or shelter or even fashion. You are killing it for fun." Now, here's a 1998 clip from Aaron Sorkin's Sports Night featuring the great Josh Molina. Sarah, can we roll that?
What we did wasn't food, and it wasn't shelter, and it sure wasn't sports. It was just mean.
He's ripping himself off, Greg.
I know. You know, I don't know what's more impressive or depressing.
Oh, I knew that right away. I knew it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the king of the Sports Night geek.
You are the only person in America who caught that. I don't even think Josh Molina would catch that.
Josh may not have, but there are a couple of my Twitter friends caught it, too.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Yep.
I think he was just doing
Leanne,
a call.
Leanne, you know what? If I only got one more, I got to skip that. What? Sorry, Leanne.
Well, thanks, Andy. Gosh.
I know. Left rebelling against Obama. Joe, you said you're shocked that anyone thinks that the president is working for the people, that, like all presidents, Obama's service is to big business.
Yeah.
Just say To the Jews, it's shorter.
Jeez.
Okay. We know what you meant, Joe.
I work in Hollywood, so I'm going to stray from comments like that. Right. But I do want to thank you for showing that clip of me in Sports Night.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, Greg, the quiet guy in Wham was, of course, not Neville Chamberlain, but Andrew Ridgely.
No, I'm talking about the really quiet guy.
Oh, the super quiet guy?
Okay. Yeah, there are three.
The silent part.
There were three, yeah, he was the side. He funded the whole tour. You know those giant white shirts?
Uh-huh.
Neville comped them all.
Really?
Yes, he did.
I did not know that.
Yeah, relax. He came up with that whole phrase.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Frankie goes to
Hollywood. My exit prediction, there will be no primary challenger to Obama in 2012.
Ooh, interesting.
Mm. Yep, I'm done.
I'm bored with you.
Wow.
All right. Was NASA's big discovery nothing but humbuggery? And should their crazy spoke scientist be put in recovery? Remember her?
I've led a team that has discovered something that I've been thinking about for many years. And I've been thinking about an idea of substitutions. And what does it mean to be substitution? And what does it mean to be toxic?
Oh, my God. I'll never get... That is her. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are the
we had her on last week's show. Anyway, last week, said eggheads announced that they'd found a bacterium that grew via arsenic. That this would mean biologists would have to redefine the so-called building blocks of life, while also suggesting that inhospitable planets might actually be super hospitable. If only it were true. Slate.com interviewed tons of microbiologist experts who almost unanimously described the bad science involved and echoed University of Colorado's Shelley Copley's claim that, quote, this paper should not have been published. One reason? The scientists didn't wash the molecules off. Everybody knows you wash the molecules off. which would have allowed arsenic to merely attach itself after the fact. So rife with flaws that many wonder why NASA rushed to the mic to begin with. Theorizes John Roth of UC Davis, quote again, I suspect that NASA may be so desperate for a positive story that they didn't look for any serious advice, whatever. You might say this whole enterprise is not unlike fitting a regular-sized cat into an undersized bottle. Looks like Bill after last call.
The special effects secret there, we'd actually super glued the bottle to the cat.
Oh, what is with all the cat?
That is the
attacks.
Genius behind.
This
is
cool. This
Red show. Eye lifts the curtain.
This is a show
not
where people
cool.
come to adore cats. Joe, yeah. It wasn't much of a discovery to begin with. It was like molecules in arsenic. It was totally trumped up BS. That lady was nuts.
Yeah, that lady was nuts. It still went over my head.
Yeah. She's smart. She is smart.
She's smart. I can't, it makes me wonder how many other things NASA just sort of mailed in without, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the older I get, the more I realize that that's what life really is. It's completely winging it and praying nobody discovers your mistakes. And then when they go, good job, you go, of course it was a good job. You know what I mean?
It's true. So, why is the media so easily duped by anyone claiming to be a scientist? Is it just because we don't understand science?
I don't even understand that question, but I'm disappointed because NASA was able to fake the moon landing so convincingly, and then this, you know, doesn't even hold up for a week.
Yeah.
I didn't stop smoking and exercise once a week so I could live into the 21st century to be talking about NASA.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Leanne, is NASA just a shell of what it was?
Oh, you know... If that's what NASA is coming, I mean, obviously its space program is losing money and it's going to be defunct here in a couple of years and everything's going to a private market. So we're going to be paying somebody to send our rockets up into space. But yeah, I think it's kind of pathetic that that's what it's come to, that they're trying to put out these bogus reports that weren't even cross-checked. But I think if you look at it, NASA probably has been sort of mailing things in without really looking at them. I mean, internally, they don't even have any cross-examination of themselves.
Amazing.
Pretty
Bill,
sad. It's pretty scary.
Bill, as an alien life form, you were offended by this whole event.
How'd you know I was originally actually born in Canada? I never gave Fox News my papers.
He's half made of arsenic.
I smell of maple leaf.
So you're part arsenic, part old life.
I think we've learned two things here. Space travel is becoming and ought to be privatized.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And secondly, you can't trust scientists that condescendingly answer their own questions. So why would I look at arsenic? That's a great question. But first of all, what is toxicity? I was so condescended at the entire press conference.
You were a victim of condescension.
Yes, where was her Adderall? She had to calm down and she didn't have it.
Yes, all right. Coming up, A story so mind-blowing, I've forgotten what it is. But first, it's an actual Red Eye First, an actual cooking segment with real food. Stick around or I'll beat your face to death. Coming up tomorrow in the next Red Eye, return appearances from entertainment journalist Jill Dobson and writer Kinsey Schofield. Back to TV's Andy Levy for our post-game wrap-up.
Thanks, Greg. Hey, Leanne, where are you heading on Sunday?
Yeah, actually, I'm heading overseas to visit our troops with the Sergeant Major of the Army on my 16th USO tour. It's actually 14 to Iraq and Afghanistan since 9/11. And thank you for your service, Andy. You know I always thank you about that.
You do.
You're awesome.
What kind of service was
you're
that?
Awesome.
He was helping you move?
Yeah.
No.
His cable providing
His service?
Service
in the Army.
Did
thank
he set
you
up your
much.
Cable for you?
Well, that after the Army. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, I've got $1,000, or one large, as I like to call it, burning a hole in my pocket. And as you know, I'm a big free speech defender, and I'm looking for some place to maybe give this money. You got any suggestions for me?
Well, not really, but what I would suggest is that if you're in New York tomorrow on Thursday, December 9th, or whatever it is, check out at reason.org/free speech. We're putting on a benefit to celebrate free speech and free expression in an age where cartoonists who aren't even funny have to go underground because they've drawn Muhammad, and where pornographers are being prosecuted by the federal government. We're in New York City. Please come.
All right.
Okay.